Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is Great Vibes right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul on a beautiful Wednesday. How are you doing? Can you tell that I really miss Wendy Williams? How you doing? Anyway, today we're having a conversation with the John. Do you hate it when I do that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hate what?
No, I was going to get that. And like when I say the Jonas Mambo.
You only get one.
Yeah. Oh, yes! Period! Let me give you an air horn right now. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great.
Isn't
it? Fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
How has your week been so far?
So far, so good.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just so by feeling.
Oh, okay.
I like it that way.
Around the clock, hey?
Yeah.
So listen, in case you missed it, obviously I did. I've been mentioning this since 6 a.m., but we're having a conversation with the press secretary to the presidency, right? So Jonas, man, when you got that call, tell us, give us the tea. What happened?
Yeah.
So how did the call come through? Did it directly come through to you from her? Or how did it work out for you?
Yeah, that's actually how it happened.
Yeah.
The special assistant gave me a call.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, the president would like to see you tomorrow. And I said, the
what?
President?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
the president. Wants to see me, Jonas Mambo.
Yeah, and I said, like, I hope this is not a prank.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no, not at all. It's not a prank. So fast forward the next day, I rock up to the house on the hill. And we have a one-on-one. And she's a big fan of the show that I used to host back in the days,
mm-hmm.
called Situation Critical with a K.
Oh, yes.
And she just expressed, you know, her desire to work with me, mm-hmm. or for me to work with her.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where you can't go that far and say no, man.
Come on.
In as scared as you are, as I was at that time, my palms were sweaty.
Oh.
I felt like I had a potato.
In your throat, right?
In my throat.
Yeah. And how many times did you clear your throat in that conversation?
Yeah, I didn't count, but it was quite
a lot.
Numerous occasions, but that's how it pretty much came through. And obviously there's the whole process that you have to go through. They have to do their due diligence to ensure that anyone who works, you know, in that office, and especially as close to the head of state, has, you know, to be not insane for starters.
For starters, yes, we need you on 10 all the time.
The next thing, the thing you don't want is something from my past blowing up and you know, putting her in a very uncomfortable position. And the office, of course, was just compromising. Oh,
that's true.
This guy robbed the bank, you know, 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
what do you mean? Why didn't you tell us this? Wait, how did nobody know this?
Yeah, exactly. So there was that vigorous process of doing background checks, and just to ensure that you are indeed having a squeaky clean past.
Come on, as you need to, hey?
Yeah.
So, man, listen, we just wanted to give you your flowers, honestly, because when the news broke, we're like, oh, we know him! And it's getting, we're like, we know that guy, and he's made it. Give us a little bit of a brief background of who you are, where you grew up, where you went to school, and what could have possibly just prepared you for this moment.
Yeah, so I grew up in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my parents moved here in 91, 92, so mm-hmm. because of Windhoeker.
Okay.
But I was actually born in a village called Mashare.
Mashare.
That's in the Kavango East region.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
My stepdad was from that side, so
all right.
Yes.
Small world.
You're right.
Okay. So fast forward, we moved to Windhoek. 91, 92, I started my schooling here. First school that I ever attended was Moses van der Bijl. It's in Hohota,
I don't know.
Moses van der Bijl. It's my wizard.
Haibo, how did you remember where your school is? I really don't know. I know the school, but I don't know the location.
And I schooled it long enough. I think I would have been speaking KKG.
Oh, is that so?
KKG go up. Yeah, but I only went there until grade 3.
Yeah.
Grade 4 up until 7, I was at Tobiasa in Nyako Primary School.
Okay.
It was Nokuriangawa.
Yes.
And then in high school, I went up down. I got artist.
Okay. How was that experience for you?
It was an interesting one. Because, you know, if you don't live amongst white folks, there's so many pre-assumptions that are thrown around, and the fact that, you know, people, you know, have, I think, you know, when you don't know much about each other, you have all this predisposed, and most of them, unfortunately, negative stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know, coming from Tura, in a class filled, you know, with, you know,
and that time, Hatties was Hatties.
And you think that, you know, it's a demand, gives us my skin fire.
Yeah.
But as time goes on, you start realizing, man, we're just the same.
Mm.
It's just a matter of, you know, different hair texture, different skin color.
Skin color,
at the end of the day, you know, I think at the core, we're all human beings trying to figure this thing called life out. Mm. Yeah.
And then where did you study after that?
I went to Russia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How long were you in Russia for?
5.5 years, almost 6 years. Mm. Yeah. That was a very interesting experience as well. And it's the one thing that I've always, that always encourages me to tell people to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Travel really does open your eyes.
You up to, you know, a lot of things. Yeah,
It's a whole new, you know, life module by itself.
Mm.
Before going there, you thought, oh, Russians are, you know, bombers, because you see them in movies. As, you know, people
it's always them.
The terrorists. They're always drinking vodka, wrestling bears. But then you go there, then you get to know their culture, you get to know their language, you know, you get to know their way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you come back with a whole different, you know, experience. So when people talk about Russia,
like,
Russians are like, oh, Russians look cold. You're not cold.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Which Russians are you talking about?
Yeah.
But because you've been exposed to them, you've been exposed to their way of life.
Mm. And what was the biggest culture shock that you had that side? Apart from the 11 time zones. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. Russia is
What is that about?
Russia is the biggest country. It's on two continents.
Right. That's the thing. Europe, like, when I first read on it, I was just like, there's just no way. And then I was like, okay, but the country is actually, it is quite big, but still 11?
No, it's humongous.
Yeah.
Humongous.
So biggest culture shock that you got that side?
Don't whistle indoors. Apparently you're whistling your luck away.
What?
Yeah, you don't whistle indoors.
And you, how did you get to find that out? Is it something that you did and someone told you?
Yeah, supposed to whistle. And they're this thing where they like spin out like,
speaking against them.
Yeah, Nidaibo, God forbid, and they knock on wood.
On wood, yes. No way.
Nidaibo.
Yeah.
I said, no, don't whistle indoors
because
you'll be whistling your luck away.
Your luck away. Yeah, that's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to talk about your parents, hey?
Mm-hmm.
You calling your parents and telling them about this really life-changing opportunity.
Mm.
How did they receive it?
Yo.
Yeah.
So, first out of the media, I called my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad is a go-to guy.
Okay.
So I called him like, yo, this happened, you know.
Yeah.
What now?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, calm down, young man. Calm down.
Should I go for it or not?
Yeah. I said, oh, what did you say? Did you say? I was like,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go that far and go say no. Obviously, they're very supportive. My mom also called afterwards, after she received the news from dad. And, they're super proud. Of course, the whole family was just ecstatic about the news.
Mm.
And it's not something that happens every day.
Mm.
I mean, the reaction in itself from all corners of the country.
I think it was overwhelming for you, hey?
Yeah, extremely overwhelming. Yeah, but that was the wedding reception. We're in the marriage now.
Oh, is that so? What is the one thing that you're excited about your new role, though, being press secretary to the presidency?
Seeing the lives of everyday Namibians being changed, you know, through, you know, the policy that we enact.
I
think if you look at the president herself, the speeches that she has made, her interviews that she has conducted, she really has the heart, you know, of, you know, she really has Namibians at heart, especially young people.
Yeah.
You know, she has been very youth-centric.
For the longest time. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself the other day, like, yo, here you are thinking you have a lot of problems. Your bills. You got to use black tax. But then you look at the president and you wonder, how do you sleep having the burden of the whole country on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone is going to be appreciative of what you do, and unfortunately criticism will always be the penalty of leadership.
Mm.
If you're not ready to be criticized, if you're not ready to be, you know, torn down, you know, then just forget about leadership. Leadership is not, you know, as comfortable as you think it is.
It's not
a rosy endeavor.
Mm.
It's a risk that you take,
and
also understanding that not everyone is going to be happy. Unfortunately, that's
not everyone is going to support
the nature of humankind.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on the WhatsApp line says that Moses van der Beel is in Soweto.
Oh,
Jonas, come on!
Thank you so much for that correction.
Thank you. And then we also have Mavovo on the WhatsApp line that says that Jonas Mbambo, you make the boy child proud, man. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Mavovo.
I know
that guy, actually.
You know him. I think maybe that's why he's also texting in right now.
Merci, Boisson.
But you know what, man? We really just wanted to give you your flowers, honestly.
Thank you so much.
As a black child, You don't even understand how many generational curses you've actually broken. Hey, what do you wish to leave behind when 20 years from now, you're probably not in the space anymore?
Yeah.
The name Jonas Bumble comes up. What is the legacy that you want to leave behind?
Yeah, that's a very philosophical question. I think, you know, when we come into this world, we find it in a certain state.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that anger us, whether it's the inequality or life just not being fair.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you look at life and you wonder, but why is this individual not in that space? Because they're really worthy. But because the system is designed in such a way that it's who you know and not about what you know. It frustrates you.
Yeah.
And trying to understand, but why, God, why? Why not Chaekwan? Mm-hmm. You know, why this individual who the world can clearly see, they're not even on par with you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the legacy that I would like to leave behind is that hard work pays off even when you think nobody is watching. Just do your thing wherever you are, in whatever space you are. You know, don't give up. Just do your thing. Somewhere, somehow. Who would have thought that the president watched the situation critical?
Come on.
You'd walk out after
with
every...
With a K.
Situation critical with a K. You'd walk out every episode thinking, did I even do a good job? Because nobody's telling you that.
Yeah.
But you just keep on pushing. Something just keeps on telling you, no, just do your thing. Do your thing.
Mm-mm.
Somebody out there is appreciative of what you're doing.
Mm.
So wherever you are, do it clean. Do it honestly. We all know where some people who thought were smarter than us are today.
Come on.
And who they are answering to.
Yeah.
Calling another man my lord.
Yeah. Don't be that person.
Pass off.
Gotta do it the right way.
So just do it the right way. You know, you know, the honest money is slow, but you, like they say, there's a Russian saying that says, you know, the softest pillow in the world is a clean conscience. That's the thing.
Sure.
No amount of money can buy you good sleep.
Come on. That deserves an air horn on its own. So we've run out of time right now. I wish we could have, you know, hours of this conversation. But I'm also just getting a little bit emotional right now. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Very, very proud of you. So from me, Iniske, the Fresh FM listener, you are enough. You're powerful. You are deserving. We pray that you are covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet with this job, because we know that it can't be easy. It will not be easy, but you will see it through, because he's always by your side.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah.
So blessings before I continue crying. Anyway.
Thank you so much.
This full conversation will be up on our website at itsfreshfm.com.na. Sorry that the news was a little bit late with a few minutes, but let's see what Leonard has in store for us.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.